I don't have a pointer.
Well, good morning, everyone. As most everyone in this room is aware of, there are many steps that need to be taken to ensure that you have a successful cotton production year. And it really starts before you put the first seed in the ground with selecting the proper variety so you can optimize yields on the particular land that you have. And as you go into the year, you have critical management decisions that you need to make in regards to things like fertility and pest management to be able to optimize those yields. Now, one of the last things that you do with a cotton crop, but certainly not the most least important, involves harvest preparation. And good harvest preparation can have a dramatic impact on things like scheduling for defoliation and your harvest operation. Obviously, the main objective you're trying to do in defoliation or harvest preparation is removal of the foliage and facilitate boll opening. And if you ask anyone exactly what they want from a defoliation treatment, they want to one-shot it, they want to take all the leaves off, open all the bolls, and do it for about $5 an acre. So it doesn't always work like that. As you know, it's more of an art or a science in most years. What are some of the benefits of successful defoliation? Obviously, increased picker efficiency. You can pick more acres in a day, which obviously helps out elimination of trash in your harvested seed cotton so you don't get any discounts. Actually get faster drying of dew so you can get in earlier, again leading to more hours being picked in a day. And straighten lodge plants by removing some of the weight of the leaves, so forth, and getting more air movement within the plants, which can help out with reducing the incidence of boll rot. Last year, we started taking a good look at new defoliant display as a harvest aid. As most of you know, it's a combination of carfentrazone and flutiacet. And both of these compounds by themselves are pretty good herbicides that have real good vine activity. What we looked at last year, what we observed was that it gave us good to excellent removal of the mature leaves, did a real good job of removal on juvenile growth, very poor regrowth control, not much regrowth control, had to add something in with it to get control of regrowth and boll opening activity as well. When we looked at it, it looked like it would be a pretty good first shot application for us, generally giving us about 80% defoliation, sometimes 85% defoliation for us, but had a real excellent fit on that second shot where you made that first application and for whatever reason you didn't get complete leaf removal or you left that skirt on the bottom as some of the products can do for us. It really did a good job of cleaning things up for us. So we kind of wanted to continue that work and look at display and exactly how it's going to fit in with our defoliation programs here in Louisiana. And Darren Dodds also conducted a study in Mississippi, and his name's not mentioned here on the title, but he conducted a location as well with similar treatments, and we decided to combine these two studies and present this data today. The objectives of this research are very simple: to evaluate display for the effectiveness in the removal of foliage, how good a defoliator it was, and evaluate the display for the potential of leaf desiccation. We know with some of the other PPO materials, especially in high temperatures, you can often get leaf stick, leaf defoliation, and once they're stuck, they're not going to come off. Last year we saw good results, didn't see any problem with the display. We wanted to look at it over a couple of years just to make sure that was the case. And obviously evaluate the potential of display to desiccate vines. So we had a couple of objectives here, and we met those objectives doing several studies, looking one at vine desiccation and also at defoliation of the cotton as well. Looking at materials and methods right quick, the study that we conducted was at the research station in St. Joe. The variety was 1944 Glytol. We planted it on May 16th. The defoliation test and the vine desiccation test were done separately at St. Joe. The defoliation test, we applied 60% open boll applications on September the 11th. The vine desiccation test was a non-crop. We didn't have a field of cotton there on the station that had a good uniform vine population throughout that we felt we could get results. So we had a good area where we had a lot of pitted morning glory come up, a good population. So we conducted the vine desiccation study there. First shot was applied on September 9th, and we followed up with the second shot on September 17th. At Mississippi State, the study was conducted on Harlow Farms. The first shot was a 60% open boll applied on October 8th. The second shot was applied on October 18th. And the study in Mississippi was both defoliation and the vine desiccation combined in one study. He had a good enough population to go ahead and do both. The measurements at each location in St. Joe for the defoliation test, we obviously took the percent defoliation and desiccation at 7, 14, and worked out 28, 23 days after treatment. a vine desiccation test, again, which was non-crop. We did a percent desiccation 7 days after the first shot application and 7 and 14 days after the second shot application. And I'll explain the treatments as we pop up the first data slide. The Harlow Farms location, Darren and them took percent defoliation and desiccation 10 days after the first shot and 8 and 14 days after the second, and a vine desiccation rating 8 and 14 days after that second shot application. So just to go over the treatments right quick here listed on the right hand side, we essentially looked at display by itself at either 4 tenths, 6 tenths, or 8 tenths of an ounce per acre. We compared those to rates of Folex of 8 ounces and 12 ounces, and we looked at various combinations of the display and Folex, 4 tenths of an ounce and 6 tenths of an ounce of the display in combination with drop at 1.6 ounces, and Folex at 8 and 12 ounces of the drop at 1.6 ounces. If you see here the footnote on the bottom, all treatments were applied the 60% open bowl timing and had prep at 1 to 6, 21 ounces of prep, plus a non-ionic surfactant. Now last year we looked at crop oil with the display. This year we looked at non-ionic surfactant with it at the location in St. Joe. And if you see 7 days after treatment, I don't have a pointer, and I hate to point at the screen, but 7 days after treatment on the left, we saw that with the display by itself, as opposed to where we looked at it last year and years previous, we got no higher than 50% defoliation. As I mentioned, in years past, when we've looked at it, we've been around that 80% defoliation, and usually it works pretty quick, starts taking those leaves off pretty quick. But this year, we didn't see greater than 50% defoliation at 7 days after treatment. It's much lower than the applications of Folex just by themselves, where they were giving us anywhere around 75% defoliation. Now, where we added in the drop with the display treatments, as you can see, the percent defoliation we observed leveled off and was equivalent to where we applied just DEF by itself. Now, looking back at the weather conditions we had prior to application, for the 8-day period before the application at St. Joe, we were running highs, we're averaging 94, 95. Now, the nighttime lows were a little bit lower than normal, but they were still 69 or 70. Nothing really on the extreme. Rainfall, we didn't receive any rainfall. It's pretty dry when we put these treatments out. So about 8 to 10 days before, we didn't have any rainfall. About 3 weeks after, we got about a 3 or 4 inch rainfall. If we look at 14 days after treatment, the data in the middle of the screen, the trends pretty much held the same. The foliation picked up a little bit, but for the most part, the display by itself was still not giving us what we have seen in the past, and the Folex really shine. Now, between the 14 days after treatment and 23 day after treatment rating, the display went ahead and did its thing, as most of the treatments did, and we had complete defoliation when we came in and rated it 23 days after treatment. Now, whether having the non-ionic surfactant this year versus crop oil in the past made that much of a difference, I don't know. We don't have those in this particular test to compare it to, but as I mentioned, in the past where we put out with crop oil, we've done a fantastic job with that first defoliation, but didn't see it quite as we have in the past this year. Percent desiccation, something you're always concerned with, especially with the PPO materials. 7 days after treatment, we see the Folex at 12 ounces and drop treatment gave us around 12% desiccation early on. All display treatments were no greater than 7% desiccation. When we came back 14 days after treatment, desiccation was pretty much non-existent with all of the treatments. Okay, switching over to the vine desiccation study, and remember this was a non-crop, so this is just pitted morning glory that was present, and I have some pictures to show the population they had in a second here. The treatments that we looked at was most of them had a first application of drop at 2.4 ounces per acre, plus prep, plus NIS, and the follow-up treatments are what were different on most of these. Display at 6 tenths and 8 tenths of an ounce per acre, aim at an ounce, ET at 2 ounces, sharpen at an ounce, and all those were applied with either crop oil or, in the case of the sharpen, with the MSO plus ammonium sulfate. Now, the second to last treatment there was a two-shot program where we had display at 6 tenths of an ounce with the first application and then followed it up with an ounce of display with that second shot. And again, we had crop oil with these, and we had a treatment there that was obviously just a drop plus the prep to see what kind of activity we were getting. At 7 days after the A application, obviously the follow-up treatments had not gone out, but at that time display at 6 tenths of an ounce per acre plus crop oil was giving us about 98% vine desiccation. Did a fantastic job. If we look at the middle data column, it's 7 days after the follow-ups went out, we see that most of the treatments did a good job for us. The display was giving us anywhere from 80 to 85% control, and the sharpen as well. So we're getting pretty good vine desiccation, and we had a tremendous population out there. So coverage obviously was kind of an issue. You'll see the population. Hopefully they'll show up good in the slide on the screen. You can see we had 14 days after treatment. You kind of still see those trends. The control lowered a little bit, and it was some of the escapes that we had early on that we didn't get good coverage on. Obviously started putting on new leaves because the temperature was good. We had good moisture at that time. So the ratings went down a little bit, but the trends were pretty much the same. And here's the pictures that we have from left to right on top and bottom of the screen. I'll give you the one on the upper left was the display at 6/10. The middle was display at 8/10 of an ounce breaker. We see aim at an ounce on the right. We see the ET at the bottom left-hand corner, the sharpen in the middle, and the two-shot of display on the right. So you can see the non-treated areas in the middle, that little strip. You can see that we had a tremendous amount of pitted morning glory, and that was the species that was present. We had a tremendous population out there. So some of the differences in control, especially with the lower level on that second rating we came in, I think was due to maybe some coverage issues we had early on and allowed some of those morning glory to go ahead and start regrowing. So it visually looked like it was more of it in the plot. If we switch over to the data from the Mississippi location, unlike we saw in Louisiana, the treatments that they looked at, obviously they had a first application of the drop plus bowl buster and followed it up with the applications we're interested in. I look at 6/10 of an ounce of display, and the Agridex got left off of there. 8/10 of an ounce with the crop all, look compared it to AIM and the ET at 2 ounces, and just a drop in the Ethafon by itself. And then the two shots of display at the bottom. And you see 10 days after application in this particular test, they got between 94 and 95% defoliation. So just excellent results. As I said in the past, this is probably closer to what we have seen with display. We went through the non-ionic surfactant. They went to Agridex. Don't know if that had, you know, anything to do with it. That's the only thing that may have been a little different, because our environmental conditions are pretty much what we normally see. 8 days after treatment, again, greater than 94% or right at 94% defoliation. 14%, just about everything was completely defoliated in the plant. So real good activity there. On percent desiccation, very minimal at 10 days after A or 8 days after B, right at that 5% or lower, so nothing significantly that would make you be alarmed there. The vine desiccation, again, this was in combination with the cotton, so they had enough population to do those together. You look 8 days after treatment of the follow-up application in 14, they were bumping, you know, greater than 90% control for the most part on vine desiccation, so real good activity there. So in summary, right quick, at St. Joe's, the display applied alone at anywhere from 4/10 to 8/10 of an ounce breaker resulted in no greater than 63% leaf defoliation at our two earlier ratings, 7 and 14 days after treatment. And it was lower than that observed for Folex alone at both of the rating intervals. Now, when we threw the drop in there at 1.6 ounces to the display, it sort of evened things out with this, the Folex by itself, and did a job just as good as the Folex. But by 23 days after treatment, when we came back, complete defoliation was observed for all the treatments. And that kind of runs counter to what we saw last year, where we had pretty quick leaf drop right away. And as I said, the main difference was having the NIS versus the crop oil concentrate this year. The Mississippi location, the display resulted in at least 94% defoliation and minimum desiccation on the cotton. No problems there. And vine desiccation was essentially pretty good at both locations. We had at least 80% vine desiccation with just about all treatments of the display, and 90% or greater at the Mississippi location. And I think that's it. So kind of just wrapping it up in conclusion, as I said, it still looks good for us. On a first shot, we'll generally expect 80% defoliation with the display. Does a real good job on a second shot when it comes to cleaning something up, any skirt left or any leaves you still have left. So next year we may look a little at you know, comparing directly the crop oil versus the surfactant to see if that played any role in it this year. Because that, like I said, that was the only thing that just stuck out as being different, because environmentally we really couldn't explain the differences. So I think that's all I have. I'll have a little bit of time for questions if you have any. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.